On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, NPHET have postponed a key meeting on deciding whether or not restrictions can be eased next month. The meeting has been put off until Monday to ensure that the most up-to-date data possible is available. Meanwhile, Minister Charlie McConnellogue says there is a strong potential for a relatively normal summer, but it will depend on a number of factors. Ryanair says it expects people from the Republic to use flights from Northern Ireland to go on holidays in the coming months. The airline is launching a number of new routes from Britain to some European destinations, and that includes 8 from Belfast. There's unlikely to be a recovery until the second part of the year, according to Tourism Ireland. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with that decision by NPHET earlier today to postpone a key meeting on deciding whether or not restrictions can be eased next month. It comes as the European Commission decides not to introduce a vaccine export ban on any country amid an ongoing row about stockpiling. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
NPHET wants more time to see whether there's a consistent trend of rising cases and to assess all the data available. So a meeting planned for tomorrow on easing restrictions in April has been put off till Monday. Public health officials will then advise government ahead of a cabinet decision on Tuesday. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says they haven't decided whether the limited easing of level 5 that was planned can go ahead.
No decision has been made in relation to the post-April the 5th situation. No decision has been made.
Separately, the EU's decided not to blanket ban vaccine exports to certain countries, but new criteria will apply when assessing individual export requests, meaning the available supply to a country looking for exports and whether they've played ball with the EU on supply will be taken into account. EU Trade Commissioner Valdis Dombrovskis did pointedly reference the UK during the press conference on the issue.
Some 10 million doses had been exported from EU to UK, and 0 doses had been exported from UK to EU.
Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney has said that export bans could lead to a slowing in the pace of production of the vaccines.
Well, Minister Charlie McConnellogue says there is a strong potential for what he termed a relatively normal summer, but he said it will depend on a number of factors. Plans to reopen construction and to lift the 5 kilometre exercise limit have been cast into doubt because of the rising number of new cases in recent weeks. However, there is, we're told, an acceptance at cabinet level that people need some easing of measures over the next month. On today's 9 till noon show, Minister Charlie McConnellogue told Greg Hughes, "We are still in a challenging space, but there is a pathway ahead." However, he said, the key word is caution.
In terms of the commentary that NPHET have made, they see very strong potential for certainly an active outdoor summer, but it is going to be very much framed by where we're at as we move into it. And if you look at if the vaccination rollout can progress along the timeline indicated, and in terms of the expected arrivals of the vaccines, and we will see 80% of the adult population having at least their first vaccination by the end of June. And that certainly should make a very significant difference in relation to the room to manoeuvre. Obviously, Greg, all of our hopes and expectations, including the governments and including NPHET's, is to try and enhance everyone's quality of life and ability to move and to live as normally as possible and to move that along in the best time frame possible and try and get back to normality in the best time frame possible. But the best way to achieve that is by being cautious and by monitoring the situation as it continues. And that's why, you know, in terms of April, it's going to be important to be cautious and then to assess both the infection numbers, the R number, and hospitalizations at all then as we move closer to the summer. But all of our hope and all of the work everyone is putting in is to try and reach a conclusion as quickly as possible. But it is, we're still in a challenging space at the moment, but I'll bet with a clear pathway ahead.
And that was Minister Charlie McConnellogue. Ryanair says it expects people from the Republic to use flights from Northern Ireland to go on holiday this summer. The airline is launching new routes from Britain to some European destinations, including 8 from Belfast. They're getting underway in May. And Ryanair's boss, Michael O'Leary, believes people from the Republic may take advantage.
We think a lot of people from the Republic of Ireland are going to use these flights as a means of escaping to Portugal, Greece and Italy in the earlier part of the summer, even while Ireland's vaccine programme lags considerably behind the success of the UK programme.
Well, Tourism Ireland says there's unlikely to be a recovery in the numbers of international travellers coming into Ireland until the second half of the year. That's the view of Tourism Ireland, which has been looking at the impact the COVID pandemic is having on Ireland's tourism markets. CEO Niall Gibbons says the vaccination rollout is being looked at closely in a number of countries.
We don't expect to see any recovery in the first half of 2021. We're hopeful that we'll see recovery in the second half. Very hard to sort of pick a date. We are very impressed with the speed of vaccination rollout, say, in the United States and the UK, our two biggest markets, and that's really encouraging. And we have to hope that we can really squash the virus here in the next 3 months, when we'll be seeing here about over 1 million vaccinations a month in April, May and June.
Well, no new COVID-related deaths have been reported today in Northern Ireland. 139 new cases confirmed there this afternoon. The Taoiseach has reaffirmed the government's support for the Northwest Regional Strategy. Micheál Martin was speaking following publication of a report backing the creation of a Dublin-Belfast economic corridor. At the Convention Centre today, Mr Martin told TDs that cross-border strategies are in line with what the Shared Ireland Initiative is intended to achieve.
It's a very exciting and interesting plan, and very much in line with the principles and ideas behind the Shared Ireland Initiative that I've undertaken, and indeed the Shared Island Unit will be in touch with the corridors. I met recently, for example, with the Northwest Regional Group involving various Strabane and Donegal County Councils and the regional growth strategy that they have for the entire region, which we will also be supporting. And likewise now in terms of the Dublin-Belfast corridor, it's something that dovetails very well with the principles that underpin that Shared Island Initiative.
The HSE has confirmed that two consultant psychiatrists have been recruited for the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service in Donegal. That will allow an extra team to be formed in the county. Councillor Kieran Brogan was told at a regional health forum meeting that the third team will service Inishowen, which at present is covered from Letterkenny. The HSE says this, coupled with a performance improvement plan, will assist in ensuring that young people in Donegal receive the mental health supports they require. Well, Councillor Brogan says the waiting list at the moment is extensive, so it's important that innovation measures are introduced to provide help that's needed as quickly as possible.
I think we need to adapt to new challenges, and If it were even to set up some meetings, even online, I think would be somewhat helpful. I think it's important that the one thing we need to do is engage with the parents, engage with the children in whatever forum that we can at the moment. And we all know there's huge challenges in the whole area of COVID, but this also brings about, an opportunity for us to look at how we do things a different way. And I think lots of children have been doing great with the homeschooling, and I think lots of children will be well able to deal with appointments if they had to be online. And I think that this is something that we need to focus on. But all in all, I welcome the fact that there's commitment here to address the challenges that's there going forward, and I think we need to keep monitoring that closely, and for my part, I'll continue to do that.
Because there is no doubt that waiting list will be bigger than ever. But what you're really calling for is, you know, not for that to just grow and grow, and for more innovative ways to be introduced to try and tackle the backlog.
Absolutely. That's exactly it, Catherine. I'm saying, look, we need to look at the length of list, look at how we can maybe be innovative to do this different. And I think the initial contact is very, very important. And I think we need to look at then addressing the list going forward, but having the resources in place is very, very important. But we need to send out a strong message to those parents and to the children, look, we're here to support you and to accommodate your needs and whatever way we can going forward. And I think some fresh thinking is needed in this area.
And that was Councillor Kieran Brogan speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. Well, it's anticipated the number of home care hours to clients in Donegal will exceed 1 million this year. In 2020, a total of 784,040 home care hours were provided to clients in the county, with the HSE confirming additional funding has been allocated this year, and that will allow for an increase. There are ongoing efforts to recruit the necessary staff, with the HSE also stating that they do utilise private providers where necessary. With almost 120 people currently approved, but on a waiting list for home help in the county, Councillor Gerry Crawford has been giving a cautious welcome to the projected increase.
I think what we need to see now and watch carefully is that the waiting list of people who've been approved hours but have yet not been allocated the service, how much these additional hours will deal with that, and how many additional home support hours it will allow for new clients who have not yet been approved.
Because we do know the latest figures show there were about 120 people in Donegal currently on the waiting list approved for this service, and that doesn't even take into account that those people who are waiting to be approved too. So in reality, when these hours are dispersed among people, they may not go that far.
Well, the point to be welcomed in this is that it will increase to about 1 million hours, but how far what that equates to in service to the people who are already approved and the people who are awaiting to be approved, it'll be interesting to wait and see how this all fans out for the people who are waiting on the service.
Well, that was Councillor Gerry Crawford. The North's Infrastructure Minister has again stressed she's committed to the A5 and doesn't believe she had any choice but to commission further inquiries, which will, it's thought, delay the project even more. Nicola Mallon was speaking in the Assembly this week after her SDLP colleague Daniel McCrossan defended her against Sinn Féin criticism. He said she had put Sinn Féin back in their box.
The reality is the delays to this project, 5 years by two Sinn Féin ministers and a 3-year delay of these institutions been down. Thank you, Minister, for putting them in their box and making it very clear that the delays are firmly
in their corner. As a member, a question.
And also, Minister, can I ask you to reaffirm your commitment to this project?
I understand completely the frustration locally at the delay in this project. It's been around from 2007, and the people of West Tyrone and the wider region want to see this project delivered. So I reiterate again my commitment to doing so. I carefully considered the interim report from the inspector. I took expert advice. I took Council advice, and I believe that in taking the steps that I have, we can progress this project in the quickest possible opportunity. So I remain committed, and I fully understand the frustrations locally among members of the public and elected representatives as well.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all the training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie with nationwide next day delivery.
Approaching 5:15, we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with golf. Rory McIlroy has lost his first group match at the World Match Play Championships in Austin, Texas. He went down 6-5 to Ian Poulter. Out on the course at the moment, Shane Lowry is 2 down with about 6 to play of his Group 11 match with Ryan Palmer. So the Irish not off to a good start there. The Republic of Ireland squad take their first step tonight on the road that could lead to a first World Cup finals appearance in 20 years. They're in Belgrade to play Serbia in their first Group A qualifier. Stephen Kenny will reveal his starting 11 an hour before kickoff, with Bournemouth's Mark Travers the only confirmed starter. Reports are suggesting Seamus Coleman and Matt Doherty could both start. Manager Kenny has endured a luckless start since replacing Mick McCarthy last year. He's yet to register a win, and his side have scored just 1 goal in 8 games. And despite their preparations being hit with a spat of injuries, Captain Coleman says they are determined to turn things around.
We're confident. We're always confident when we come in. Yeah. The campaigns, they're short, and then you go back and you play your club level, and I think a lot of the time you're bringing your club form confidence into international football. Like, you're not so much thinking of how we did last time with Ireland. So there'll be lads coming in here eager to do well, eager to impress, and I'm always confident when we play for Ireland, and it'll be the same tomorrow night.
Kickoff tonight is 7:45 with Ireland's Group A rivals Portugal taking on Azerbaijan at the same time. Wales, without manager Ryan Giggs, also begin their qualifying campaign with a daunting trip to the world's number one ranked team. That is Belgium. They've only reached the World Cup finals on one previous occasion. The last time Wales were in that World Cup was back in 1958. Dundalk are hopeful of having new South Korean signing Han Juan Wo in the ranks for Friday's Premier League clash with Finn Harps at Oriel Park. The County Louth side are close to finalising a deal for the 22-year-old right winger, who's been capped at under 18 and 22 level for his country. He is a free agent, having departed Suwon FC in January after helping them to promotion to the top flight after a runner-up finish in the K-League 2 last season. Counties throughout Ireland should be permitted individually to return to Gaelic Games activity if local COVID infection rates are low, a Tyrone official has claimed. The Red Hands coaching officer, Damien Harvey, says counties in all provinces ought to be treated in the same way as those in Northern Ireland, where training is set to resume on April 12th for clubs. The GAA's COVID advisory group has given the go-ahead for clubs in the six northern counties to train in groups of up to 15, in line with easing of restrictions by the Stormont executive. It could be as late as June or July before clubs are allowed back in the other 26 counties. It has been speculated, of course, that inter-county training is set to resume in early April after Easter. France have made five changes to their side for Friday's Six Nations showdown with Scotland. Meanwhile, Finn Russell is back in the Scots side for the game in Paris. There's four changes in total, and Greg Townsend starting 15 from their last outing. France need a 21-point win with a bonus point to wrestle the championship away from Wales. In cycling, Sam Bennett has claimed a first-ever victory in a one-day World Tour event. The Waterford sprinter claimed the classic Bruges de Pan in Belgium. And old foes Stephen Henry and Jimmy White have been drawn together in the first round of the qualifiers for the World Snooker Championship. The pair met in four finals at the Crucible during the 90s. 1997 champion Ken Doherty will take on Lee Walker in round one. That's it from the sports desk, Kieran Hyland, for today. I'll be back with more tomorrow morning, round 8:35.
Thank you very much indeed. Ushing, the HSE has acknowledged there is a substantial waiting list for children needing to access speech and language services in Donegal, but says action is being taken to address it. Almost 500 children are currently awaiting assessment, 290 of them for over 4 months. Answering questions from Councillor Jerry McMonagall at a regional health forum meeting, HSE official John Hayes said there are currently 26 therapists in post, with two agency therapists commencing in April to tackle the waiting lists. Recruitment to fill vacant posts is also underway. Councillor McMonagall is welcoming the update.
They have two agency speech and language therapists filling in some vacant posts, but they hope to, in the very near future, get posts filled permanently. So that will go a long way to addressing the waiting list.
Obviously a matter of concern that over 200 children were waiting more than 4 months to get an appointment. So what John Hayes of the HSE seems to be saying is, look, we're going to make inroads on that this year, and the figures at the end of the year should be substantially better than they are now.
Yeah, and it's always good when you hear officials recognising that waiting lists are getting longer and it's not good enough. But more importantly, that when recognising that there, that they're putting together programmes and they're filling the post and they're addressing it in real time. I was pleased with the response I got. I hope that the children now, who have been waiting, as you say, over 290 in 4 months, but there's been children waiting for 12 to 18 months, and it's important that these children get access to these speech and language therapists as soon as possible and help them with their recovery. So good news that these posts are going to be filled and that the children will be getting seen sooner now rather than later.
And that was Councillor Jerry McMonagall. A Donegal senator says the Good Friday Agreement isn't yet complete and more work is needed to resolve outstanding issues. The Good Friday Agreement Committee met yesterday as the discussion continues on the potential for a future United Ireland. It's being suggested that discussions need to start now on preparations for a possible border poll, which could take place over the course of the next decade. Well, Senator Niall Blaney is a member of the Good Friday Committee. He says a lot can be achieved, but there are political stumbling blocks.
When those that were involved negotiating the Good Friday Agreement, they come to the table with an element of respect for those around the table. And from that respect, keep an evolved agreement. And anybody that starts to work on this now and want to really secure our future, because it's not about territory, Greg, at the end of the day, it's about uniting people.
Yeah.
And looking over your shoulder at figures where your party's at is not going to establish. But when it comes to this issue, there needs to be a respect around the table. If we achieved a status where everybody was at one in this country, there still will be that debate and that politics going on behind the scenes. That's the way of life. That's how politics evolves. But for us to have a secured future, there needs to be an approach similar to those individuals that were involved in the run-up and the putting together of the Good Friday Agreement.
And that was Senator Niall Blaney speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. Donegal still has one of the lowest monthly rents nationwide. There has been a 2.7% annual increase in average rents despite the impact of COVID-19. Latest figures from the Residential Tenancies Board show the counties with the lowest monthly rates were Donegal and Leitrim at €626. The national average now sits at €1,256. Donegal County Council is to establish a year-round collection of waste paints at recycling centres. As part of the move, the council is also set to introduce a paint reuse scheme. Previously, there had been a service in place at recycling centres for a number of days a week, but that hasn't operated for some years now. Well, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says he's been receiving a lot of queries from the public over lockdown because of the increase in the numbers of people carrying out home improvements. He's hopeful that an initiative can get up and running as quickly as possible.
So many people have used COVID as a reason and the lockdowns as a reason to do up their homes and painting and decorating and so on. So they've now got a lot of waste paint around their houses that they've no way of disposing of. So I welcome this initiative from the council now that it's actually going to be a year-round collection of waste paints and that they're also trying to introduce a paint reuse scheme with the possibility of establishing a social enterprise around that, that we're paints that could be redistributed would be given out maybe to local community groups or to a social enterprise. So that's good news. But what we need to see this happening as quickly as possible, because for a couple of years now people have had no service for this at all.
And of course, like, combined with the current lockdown and hopefully the good weather fast approaching, it always does lead to an increase in DIY in and around the house. More and more people will be looking to avail of the service.
Exactly, Catherine, and there has been a build-up because the service hasn't been there, so we need to get it in place hopefully this year, and if we can get the all-year-round collection in place, it really will be a huge help to people because, they don't want this lying around their sheds and so on, and then if there's a temptation there to dump it illegally, it's very, very bad for the environment and toxic and so on, so it's something that we need to address. And I'm delighted that the council are going to do that.
Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh there. Well, finally, there are growing calls on the government to give some concrete details about easing COVID restrictions. Ministers, as we heard earlier, are considering allowing some outdoor activity next month, but there are ongoing concerns about current case numbers. Denmark says it will reopen society once over 50s are vaccinated. But independent Senator Michael McDougall believes the Irish people need a clear plan such as that.
If we do achieve certain mass vaccination mileposts such as 50% or 60% or everybody over the age of 70, at what point do we say, right, that group of people and the most vulnerable in our community who are under those ages have now been vaccinated, and the younger section and the less vulnerable have to get on with the rest of their lives?
Well, the forecast: rain will continue for a time in the early part of the evening, clearing to the northeast in a while, followed by scattered showers. Tonight will be a mixture of clear spells and scattered showers, most of the showers dying away later, followed by longer clear spells. Some showers drifting in from the Atlantic overnight. That'll mainly affect the northwest of the region. Lows temperatures 2 to 4 degrees Celsius, moderate south to southwest winds. Tomorrow generally cloudy with showers and outbreaks of longer spells of rain continuing for much of the day. Highest temperatures on Thursday of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius in fresh and occasionally strong, gusty south to southwest winds. And that's Highland Radio News for now. The main stories in brief: and NPHET has postponed a key meeting on deciding whether or not restrictions can be eased next month. They will meet on Monday instead of tomorrow, so they have all relevant data available to them. Meanwhile, Minister Charlie McConnell says there is a strong potential for a relatively normal summer, but it will depend on a number of factors, including case numbers. No new COVID-related deaths reported in Northern Ireland today. 139 new cases confirmed north of the border this afternoon. Tourism Ireland says there's unlikely to be a recovery in the numbers of international travellers arriving into the country until the second half of the year. They've been looking at how the pandemic is impacting on tourism markets. And the Taoiseach has reaffirmed the government's support for the North West Regional Strategy. Micheál Martin was speaking after a report backed the creation of a Dublin-Belfast economic corridor. Back with headlines at 6 o'clock. Good afternoon. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 24th of March. The death has taken place of Danny Brogan,
Conidoolin's Bar, Cove Cork, formerly of College Farm Road and Glencar Road, Letterkenny. Danny's funeral cortege will leave Cahill's funeral home in Cove on Friday morning at 10:30 en route to St Colman's Cathedral Cove for a private family-only requiem mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Littleton Cemetery in County Tipperary. Danny's requiem mass will be live-streamed on covecathedralparish.ie. And the death has taken place of Mary Conwell, 56 Loughan Road, Donemana. Her remains are reposing at her son Dermot's home at 116 Lisnara Road, Donemana. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Mary's Requiem Mass can be viewed live tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock via the St Patrick's Church, Killina, Donemana Facebook page.